Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 218 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right. Well, we have a little bit of a special podcast today. We're getting away from the usual high school sports. My first guest is making his debut on the podcast, but he's a longtime friend of the program, and he's certainly well-known to sports fans here in Ankeny. His wife, Toni, was the longtime girls' golf coach at Ankeny High School, who sadly passed away last fall at the age of 63. He is Bill Dickey. Bill, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good, Dan.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast. I'm sorry that it's under these circumstances, but I know we have some neat things to talk about as well. I do want to ask you first, though. I saw where you tweeted the other day that I think Sunday would have been your 40th wedding anniversary, and I'm sure that was a tough day for you. You know, how are you doing? I can't imagine that you ever get over losing your spouse, but are you learning to cope with the loss?
I think I'm doing a lot better than what I anticipated doing. I have a pretty good support base. A lot of friends that support me. My family has been absolutely fantastic. My girls have jumped right in, and they're always there for me.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear. Well, I know you told me that Toni was going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame by the Iowa High School Golf Coaches Association. So when will that induction take place?
That's supposed to take place sometime in June. Mm-hmm. Normally, they would have it would already be done. But Iowa State has a coaches clinic, and because of COVID, they haven't had it like the last 3 years, and they're not having it again this year. So they moved everything to June.
And when will that, or where will that be?
I'm not real sure. They haven't been in contact with me. I'm starting to get just a little bit anxious for that. It's a huge honor. Mr. Butcher, who was AD at Ankeny High mm-hmm. School, and just recently got inducted as the president of the Athletic Directors Association here in Iowa.
Right.
He did the nomination, and that was a really nice honor.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, that is a great honor. Of course, Toni has already received numerous other honors throughout her career. She was inducted into the Rasmussen Coaches Hall of Fame here in Ankeny a few years ago. And Ankeny's home invitational golf meet was also renamed after her at the same time, if I remember correctly. This year's Toni Dickey Invitational will be held on April 20th, I believe. Now, we have another Toni Dickey tournament to talk about here in a minute, but will you be involved with the high school tournament at all this year?
Well, I haven't been asked yet, but mm-hmm. I mean, if they asked me, I certainly would do that. I know both the coaches fairly well. The transition from Toni to the new coach, you know, it's always a little bit different. But
sure.
You know, he was always very interested in suggestions that she had. And
well, I'm sure that was fun for Toni to attend the high school tournament, you know, the last few years after it was named after her. You know, that would be pretty humbling for her to have that honor, don't you think?
Yeah. Yes, it would.
Yeah, I can't imagine going to a tournament that's named after you. But, well, I know this year you'll also be having the Toni Dickey Memorial Tournament on May 6th at Otter Creek. Now, I haven't heard any of the details yet on this. You'll have to give our listeners, you know, all of the pertinent info. So is this a tournament that anybody can enter? And if so, how do they go about doing so?
Well, I think I'm going to turn that part over to my daughter, Kelly.
Okay.
And she can talk about it a little bit more.
All right. Well, we'll go to her here in a minute.
Okay.
I'll still give you a few more things to talk about. Let's talk about Toni's career a little bit. She coached at Ankeny for 31 years before retiring in 2017. She guided the Hawkettes to state titles in 2003, 4, and 8. And that run of success was part of an 9-year span where the team posted 8 top 3 finishes. Overall, she posted a career record of 11-14 and 590. And in 2008, she was named the National Coach of the Year. You know, those are all some pretty impressive accomplishments. Do you know, though, if there was one accomplishment that she had that was maybe that she was particularly proud of?
No, I think the accomplishment that she was particularly proud of was just how well the girls have done. You know, she's got girls that are doctors, dentists, eye doctors, you know, accountants. I mean, just very successful. And that's her big accomplishment is she had a particular way to, I don't know. I think she learned it when she played softball under Dick Rasmussen. Dick always had a way to have a relationship with the kids on and off the field. And Tony had that too. I mean, there are some times when she always told the girls, you know, you can come over to our house at any time and just talk about anything at all. You know, schoolwork, you know, boyfriend, and anything like that. And, you know, we had an open door policy to the point where I said, okay, this open door policy means you have to knock before you come, before you open the door. And, but yeah, that was her big accomplishment, was just her relationship with the kids.
Well, and I'll get into that with Kelly a little bit, too. But I know you told me, too, that the theme of the Memorial Tournament is going to be everyone's champion, because I know that Tony enjoyed coaching, you know, the last girl on the team as much as she did, you know, any of the individual state champions. You know, she got just as much enjoyment out of one of those JV kids, you know, dropping a few strokes as she did somebody like Beth Wagner or Abby Sunner, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She really did. And you know, Tony and I talked at great length about what her strategy was and how she could get a girl to, like you say, gain a few strokes I think we figured this out just after many years and Tony would, you know, you always had the number one and number two golfers who always did well. I mean, Beth always shot this, you know, pretty much the same score. So did, you know, Mary Beth. So did Alexis Beard. Those kids pretty much shot the same score. But it was their third and fourth golfers that she really, I think she really worked with those kids just maybe a little bit more than her one and her two, because she knew that if they come in with a consistent score, she would win. And I can remember standing on the hill up at one of the golf courses anyway, and I was standing by her and I said, "So what do you think? You think you can do it?" She goes, "Well, if Jenny Ross can come in with a certain score, like I know she can, we're gonna win." And here comes Jenny off the course. She hands Tony the golf card, and Tony looked at the score and went, "We just won." And she just, you know, that was her strategy. And Tony had, you know, I was sort of like the assistant coach that wasn't paid.
Mm-hmm.
Tony would come home from a meet, and she would not only have the golf scores from Ankeny, but she would have every kid's golf score. And we would enter that into a spreadsheet or whatever the union wanted us to put it in. And she would take that score, and let's just say they were playing Fort Dodge the next day. She'd look at it and she'd say, "Okay, where are my third and fourth girls gonna be? And her five and six." And she'd look at the scores and then she'd compare them to the Fort Dodge girls. And she'd get with Mike Weddingfeld was her most recent assistant coach, mm-hmm. and they would talk about it, and they'd look at it and say, "Okay, well, maybe we need to make our four the number three, and maybe our five the number six." And she would move those kids around to make not only them feel more successful, but also the team.
Sure. Well, of course, coaching the golf team was such a big part of her life for you know, 3 decades plus. I mean, when she retired in 2017, was that an adjustment for her to give that up? I mean, it had to be a huge adjustment, I would think.
It was, but in a way, it was a relief, because the way she did it was she had a group of three girls that were seniors, and they didn't have any juniors. And she knew that was the time to let it go, because she said, if I stick around, you know, for the next group of eighth graders come up to be freshmen, I won't leave. So I think in a way it was, she had a little bit of a hard time giving it up, but it was for the best.
Yeah. I remember she said it was time, and I know she wanted to spend more time with her grandkids and things like that. So, but all right. Bill, I'll have you turn the mic over to Kelly, and we'll bring her on here in a second. But thanks for coming on, Bill. All right. Well, my other guest tonight is one of Bill and Tony's daughters. She played for her mom at Ankeny from 2003 to 06, so she was certainly a part of the program's golden era. She is Kelly Dickey. Kelly, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you coming on. And I'll ask you the same question I asked your dad. You know, how are you doing? Have you been able to adjust to life without your mom?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really hard. She was such a big part of everything that of our lives, you know. It's hard with my kids and all of those things, but I think what makes it easier is that this community has been amazing. They have come out to support us. They've come out to support her through this golf tournament. I mean, we were told by Kurt at Otter Creek that we would have no problem filling this, but we were really, I mean, you're always a little skeptical.
Sure.
You don't know the impact that to everybody, she's Coach Dickey. To me, she's just mom. Even on the course at times, she was more my mom than maybe my coach, and that was a harder transition, but we have just been so amazed by how much love we have received, how much people loved her. And that has definitely made it easier to know that, like, even though maybe her life was a little shorter than we'd all like it to have been, she definitely made more of an impact than a lot of people could have made in 100 years. So,
well, we'll talk about the tournament here in a minute, but you obviously had a special relationship, you know, with your mom. Not only was she your mom, but she was also your coach when you were in high school. What was that like to play for her? Did she try to treat you like any of the other girls?
Yeah, I would say she definitely did. You know, I played with Abby and Jenny and Ashley and Andy, Kelsey. We had some great kids. We always like to say that we were her favorite group of girls. Don't take any offense, everyone else. But and I don't think I couldn't have competed with any of them to be like number one. And she knew that from the beginning. And so, like Dad said, she was always focused on like, how can you get better day by day? And I think she did that with me too. I had to do the drills before I left practice, just like everybody else. I had to come early, stay late. I think maybe the advantage was that on Saturday and Sunday, I could go play with my mom whenever I wanted and get that little extra coaching. But for the most part, it was still just, she was my mom. And when she needed to be my coach, she was.
Well, maybe it was a case, you know, where like she treated the other girls like her daughters, because I know Coach Weddingfield told me last fall that the girls used to basically, you know, call her mom because she was like a second mom to them. And she was just always there for everybody, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. It was great. I mean, I have so many fond memories of golf. We had team dinners. I don't know how often. It had to have been weekly for how many of them I remember. We had senior night in my parents' backyard. Everything was just so personal, but yet in a way where it wasn't like she knew everything about that was going on, but we just knew that if something was going wrong, golf is an extremely emotional sport. When you're down, it sometimes feels like you can't come out of a hole. And she just had this way of like making you feel like you could forget about the hole. You could move on. You could come back from it. Even if you were 10 strokes over where you normally would be, well, you can get 10 strokes under. Or if you don't get 10 strokes under, how can we get 5 strokes back? You know, she always had that really positive attitude that helped us kind of, you know, nothing's ever perfect, especially in golf. But she made it feel like you can get back to where you want to be.
Well, I didn't mention earlier the individual state champions that Tony coached, but she had four of them, Sarah Gilbert in 1999, Mary Beth Bigge in 2004, Abby Sunner in 2006, and Beth Wagner in 2011. Tony also coached Carly Kerrigan as a freshman at Ankeny in 2013, and she went on to become a champion at Ankeny Centennial. So I would say that Tony probably deserves some partial credit for that one. But you would have played on some of those same teams with Mary Beth and Abby. You alluded to that. Mm-hmm. And Abby told me last fall that your mom, you know, taught her the joy of the game despite some tough circumstances. She said, quote, "Little did I know how much that relates to all situations we deal with in life. Her laughter and zest for life will be missed by so many." So did you feel like, you know, you learned a lot of life lessons from your mom as well?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, making sure that, you know, you can have your bad moments, but you got to find the positive in every situation, sticking with something no matter how difficult it is. You know, she had really structured ways. I coached golf for 7 years in my previous, where I used to teach, and just like little things I didn't realize that I brought in, like holding yourself to high expectations and doing the little things is how you get to the, you know, we counted putts on every single hole. I can't tell you the difference that probably made in my game that I walked away every time. And if I didn't have, if it was a 9-hole tournament, you got 18 putts. If it was 18, you got 36 putts, right? And she made sure, she looked at those little details and she really said, it's the little things that make a difference. It's not the big show, right? It's not at the end that you shot 90 or 85 or par. It's what did you do in the middle, those little details that you changed along the way. And I think that's the same thing in life. It's, you know, pay attention to those things that might seem small and they're going to make a big difference in the end.
Well, your dad said that, you know, your mom had an open door policy at your house. I know you guys had the team over for dinners all the time. And but I imagine a lot of the conversation that you guys had in your house, you know, with the team probably didn't have anything to do with golf, did they?
Oh, no. And I mean, honestly, you make your best friends playing golf because you spend, 3 hours a night walking around a golf course with them. And then she spends countless hours, you know, following us on holes and absorbing those conversations. I think, like you said, that was her special gift, is that she just had a way to get to know kids that made them feel comfortable with failure, but knowing that like that failure was going to be turned into a success because she was going to help you get there no matter what.
Now, do you still play much golf, and will you be playing in this Memorial Tournament, or are you just more of an organizer for it?
Yeah, so I don't play as much golf as I would like to. Having two little kids, it gets a lot harder, but I am playing. I'm on a team with Kelsey Swaski, Andy Beer, Jenny Ross, and myself. Abby sponsored the team through her chiropractic business, so it'll be really fun, yeah.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit more about the tournament. So is this the tournament that other people can enter still? And if so, how do they do it?
Yeah, so it's completely open to the public. We only have room for 3 teams or 12 golfers left, so it is filling up. I can kind of like give you a QR code later too, or they can just go on Facebook and go to Tony Dickey Memorial. That's our page, and they should see all of the information to sign up there. It's just a simple form. They fill it out. We've got a Venmo. They can send in the money that way, write a check, whatever. We tried to make it really easy. They can also use that form. We still have hole sponsorships open, donations. They can do silent auction donations. We've got a lot of great businesses that are supporting us that day, but we'll always, you know, take more. And you know, they can get their business on a visage on the carts and all those things, because we really appreciate anything that anybody's willing to do to support this.
So if you get 12 more golfers, how many would you have then total competing?
128.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
It's got to be a big job to organize an event like that.
Yeah, it is really big. I mean, the people at Otter Creek make it pretty seamless. They've done this a lot of times, and so Kurt is great to work with. And you know, people have just been, they just came out in waves. And so it hasn't been as much work as maybe it could be, but it's definitely a lot of work. But she deserves that work. She put in 31 years of time. And so we can give her back a little bit here and there to continue to support that program that she really kind of lifted off the ground.
So will this be a one-time deal, or is the plan to make it an annual event?
No, we're planning to do it every year. We want to offer a scholarship to, right now, the scholarship's only open to senior Hawkett golfers, but as it continues to grow, we would love to grow that scholarship opportunity. She's obviously most passionate about Hawkett golf, but she's passionate about golf, period. And that, you know, I said in the eulogy that I gave at her funeral that she often told us golf isn't for now, golf is for life. And so she always talked about like the skills you learn here. You might not be a professional golfer, very few of you will be, but you're going to be a professional something, and you'll learn how to be a professional on this course.
So is that where all the proceeds will go then, towards these scholarships?
Yep. So there's two places they could go. The majority of the money will go towards scholarships for those seniors. But then we also have a donation form that the coaches or the AD can fill out at Ankeny High. And those are for varied things. If they need something for their program, they can fill it out. But also, golf is a financial commitment for parents, especially at the level at which you play at Ankeny, right? You need to put in the extra hours and so on to make a difference in, you know, clubs, shoes, tee times, whatever it might be, hotel stays to get to those courses that are a long ways away to practice on them. And so that's there too. The coaches and the AD know how to fill it out. And so we really want to make sure that we're opening golf up to as many. I mean, that was something she was really passionate about, especially with the split. When they split Centennial and Ankeny, the girls' golf program struggled for a few years to get a lot of participation. And she always said, well, if it's a financial barrier, we got to find solutions to that. And we thought this is one way we can help continue to find a solution.
Well, yeah, the current Ankeny coach, Seth Hagerty, just told me today that they only have 9 girls out this year. So I was sorry to hear that. It's not good numbers, but.
I know. I think it ebbs and flows now, you know, and it is hard. There's no golf courses on the south side of Ankeny. And so that obviously doesn't, they're not as close to it as Centennial girls are. So.
Now you said you're going to be playing on a team in the event. So can people sign up as individuals or just, is it just teams?
Yeah, they can sign up as individuals. We haven't had anyone do that yet, but they're welcome to. And then we would just place them on a team. We do have a couple teams, I think, who are still looking for a fourth. So they can also, we have an email. It's tonydickeyscholarship@gmail.com. They can shoot me an email and I can try to get in touch with those teams and see if they're still looking. So, yep.
Now, I'm not much of a golfer, but I know there are different formats. So, will this be like a best ball format?
Yep, it's a best shot. It's meant to be just go out and have fun. I mean, there will be a winner, obviously. Maybe it'll be us. Who knows? But the point of it is to have fun, remember her, share the memories, and really just kind of bring golf back to that place and get people playing golf together that maybe wouldn't have played before.
Well, it's great that Otter Creek was willing to give up their course for a Saturday. Did you have to twist their arm a little bit?
No, they said, you know, the most important thing is to get as many golfers as you can, so it makes it worth it. I don't know if the course will be closed or if they'll still have, like, other people playing. That's all. Kurt sets all of that up, so.
Well, this is a great event. I appreciate you guys coming in to talk about it. Is there any other details that you feel like, you know, you need to mention, or is that about it?
Nope, I think that's about it.
All right, well, thank you guys very much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, before I sign off tonight, I just wanted to mention, just saw some breaking news on Twitter that Ankeny girls basketball coach Drew McAnally has resigned after 7 seasons with the program. Sorry to see Drew go. He's been a great coach to work with, and he's certainly built the program into a very respectable spot right now. The Hawkettes have had a lot of success here the last couple of years, but I know in Drew's tweet, he mentioned that he wanted to put his family first now after working so hard over the last 7 years. So I'm sure we'll have a story up on our website either later tonight or tomorrow. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.